This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Here's two notes this morning. I mean, the first I think is sort of interesting. Elon Musk has now sold $10 billion worth of his Tesla shares. And to the credit of Elon Musk, it's hardly moved Tesla that much, and that negative an impact on Tesla. And second is, Elon Musk, even after selling $10 billion worth, which helps him to beat capital, which helps him to beat tax increases, helps him to diversify, helps him to do whatever else he wants to do with that money to take advantage of a frothy stock market, he still is worth, even after the sale and probably after he pays the tax on the sale, $284 billion. So for anybody concerned about Elon, he is okay, and it's good to be the king. The second story that I'm following this morning that I find fascinating is this Build Back Better bill that's sort of passing through past the House, trying to pass through the Senate, and the concept of passing a $2 trillion plus spending bill at a time when we are seeing, when we're seeing rapid rises in inflation, to me is largely a mix of government insanity, government on the brink, government stupidity, government craziness. It's sort of like almost if you're running a household and you were sort of tight on money and you were heavily in debt and decided to go further in debt, it seems to me that that would be crazy if you're running a household and can't, you know, buy enough supplies, but then committing to buying a lot more supplies seems to me to be literally crazy. We're at a spot where there's 10 million jobs unfilled in our country, and you add this incredible amount of government spending to that as well. Just seems to me to be utterly almost ridiculous. It's not partisan. It's not one way or the other. It just is the concept of, and there's a great study this morning that Yahoo Finance published where the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget is quoted by saying that this bill, bottom line, it's likely to boost inflation, at least in the first few years, at a time we really don't need inflation boosted. In any event, I'm sure there are merits to the bill as well. Just seems to me some fiscal discipline is in order. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast, and I apologize for just going on a rant, but thank you for listening very much.